Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Delilah Vallet, who wrote and directed the documentary Can You Dig This?, which is about residents of Compton building their own gardens. Hi, Delilah. I love your documentary. It's just so moving and personal, and you seem to be get right in to the neighborhood and right into the stories of the people that you interviewed. How did you get the access that you got for this documentary? And I just want to hear all about how you got the idea too.
Okay, yeah, you know, it took actually a lot of research and a lot of consistency to get to people who were gardening and had just started gardening. Because that was, you know, there are some people who were already in the process of, but, you know, when you're telling a story, nobody wants to see someone at the end of their journey. So that was also kind of a leap of faith as well, because you don't really know what's going to happen when you meet someone. But I did do a lot of research and a lot of phone calls and a lot of showing up at gardens and kind of hanging out. And the movie came to be actually with Delirio Films, who are the producers of the doc. We kind of had a organic collaboration. I have a father who's from South LA and a mom who is from Hollywood. And so when I was a kid, I used to visit South LA quite a bit. And as an adult, I wanted to go back and explore the area to see how much had changed. And then I also ran across Lauren Finley via the guys at Delirio. And wanted to see, you know, if his diatribe was really true. You know, if you plant a seed, something as simple as that, does that really change lives?
So that's the idea, the concept you started with. And when did you find your first garden? Or had you been seeing the gardens while you were coming up with the idea? Or is there one that moved you the most, just to get, like, you were like, yeah, this is exactly what I need to do. Like, it all clicked?
Yes and no. When I met Kimani, they were just starting that garden at the Avalon Housing Project. And she was so captivated by the garden right off the bat that she stood out clearly to me as a character that I'd love to follow. The Compton Community Garden was also a big, obvious standout to me as well, because it's on Long Beach Boulevard, and that street is ridden with drug dealing and prostitution, and a very rough area for an edible garden. So that also really stood out to me. And then when I met Hosea, he was just starting his garden in the backyard, and I had no idea what was going to happen there. And that was pretty amazing as well.
Yeah, very cool. And you have the footage is so great and the interviews are so good. How much, could you talk a little bit about the process of putting together the story? Did you go in with a rough outline, or do you sort of just see what happens? Like you said, you're not sure what the project will look like when it's done, but how do you put together the narrative?
Right. Definitely different than a narrative. This was my first doc, so I was expecting, I didn't actually know what I was expecting. I didn't realize how difficult it is, especially if you're telling personal journey stories, because you set out with a thesis, which is what we did, and, you know, hopefully proving that gardens do make differences in people's lives. And then real life happens, you know. And so it's a lot of sort of collecting footage and organizing them thematically and chronologically, and trying to tell the story that way. And sometimes what happens is people do the opposite of what you think is going to happen. In other words, there's a negative response, or they have obstacles, which I guess in storytelling isn't a bad thing. but when it goes against your thesis, sometimes you have to make a choice whether or not you want to include it or not, especially when you're telling four stories at once. You don't want to confuse the audience. But I you know, definitely voted to include them so that people can see real-life events unfolding and people's challenges.
Right. Wow. That's so do you spend, I guess you spend a lot of time out in the field and then you spend a lot of time in the editing room. How long did this process take from start to finish? Like, can you just, you know, for a beginner out there who might want to do this too, what does it mean for your life to be doing this documentary? Is it a year of work or how long are you filming and how long are you editing?
Yeah, this is about 2.5 years, including research. And that's a really great question because I know from now on that if I'm going to jump into a documentary, it's, you know, you're fully diving in and it's hard to really do much else, especially because with this type of doc, when you're following individuals, they might not have a particular event scheduled. Something just from their real life, they're going to go to the supermarket, maybe somebody's birthday party, and you don't really know where it's going to lead, but you show up anyway, and you'll spend all day with people with camera in hand, and the more you're there, the more you're going to get, and you never know. I mean, there's a lot of moments in the docs that we didn't have a particular story thought that we were trying to follow, but that something amazing happened on that day that ended up in the movie. So it's kind of like really just living with people as much as you can.
And like, how many days out is that? When you say it's 2.5 years and you have the research period, how many filming days are there, just roughly, to give an idea?
Wow. I would say I was out 3 and 4 days minimum during the heavy shooting period. Once I really figured out who my characters were, because we actually had an additional character that sadly we had to cut out of the movie because he was so similar to one of the other characters, and it was tough in, you know, that short amount of time to tell so many stories. Right. But yeah, at least, you know, 3 and 4 days out of the week.
For how many weeks or months?
For a straight year.
Oh my gosh.
And also, you know,
it's amazing.
We're tracking people's gardens as well. And you want to show up and see how their garden is doing. So it was over a few gardening seasons.
It's almost like you were waiting for the
man of the year.
For everything to grow just as much as they were. You were like, please grow. So you can get
to. Yeah, and that was definitely, the garden has its own art because it's, you know, it starts out as dirt and then it blooms and becomes something, and then you glean from its fruits, so to speak.
What, and has anyone in the community seen the documentary, or what has your feedback been about, you know, anyone who's screened it?
Jose hasn't seen the movie. I've called him a few times. He's kind of not really connected to the phone so much. He's an older guy, and I don't know that he cares so much to see himself. You're reminding me, I need to probably reach out to him again. And Randy and Kimani have seen it, and they love it, and Spicy and Kenya have also seen it and love the documentary. I think they enjoy watching it, but at the same time, especially with Spicy and Kenya, I think it was kind of surprising to see their own lives unfolding in front of them. And I was a bit, you know, concerned, hoping that they would be okay with the elements of their lives that are included, and they're all good with it.
That's great. And do they Do you think this will inspire more people to do gardening, or in other neighborhoods, maybe in other cities, once the film goes around?
That is my biggest hope and the purpose behind all of the work. And I'm getting the sense that folks are really super inspired after they watch the movie, and I'm really hoping that we can get it out to as many places as possible, because it reminds people who already garden why it's so important, and it opens up a door for people who might think of it as something that just Martha Stewart does, or I don't think men realize also how masculine gardening can be, and so that's another door that I hope opens up a little bit more in communities across the U.S.
It seems like also there's such resistance to it, and a lot of the interviews talk about how it just seems like such an odd thing to do, or it's like white people thing to do. Is there, I don't know how to ask this question, but is there a way to explain this? If you do something different, or you do something to better yourself, it's somehow rejected by the rest of the society. It just feels like everybody should jump in and try to garden, but there's this very strange resistance to it. People don't understand what it is, or they're just suspicious of it, maybe. Did you find that?
Right. I definitely found that. I think definitely from the male perspective that it's, you know, it's for women. It's, you know, you're getting your hands in the dirt and you can go around the corner and get a burger. Why am I doing this? So I think that it attracts people for different reasons. It could just be it's a safe place with a lot of good people around to hang out instead of a, you know, place that's surrounded by concrete. I also did explore and ask the question from pretty much everybody that I met. Is there a disconnect with, you know, black folks and gardening? Do black folks garden less or more now than people in communities that are primarily, you know, white or Asian or Latino? And I did get somewhat of a common theme that, for one, the universal part is that we've all sort of lost contact with something so simple as gardening. It's something that our grandparents seem to do, and then it skipped a generation. But also from the South, there was the Great Migration, where a lot of black folks left the South and moved to the city where there were more jobs. So they've lost contact in that sense, and the people from the South. But the other thing that happened was because a lot of the slavery and the main labor force that helped to grow American agriculture was via slavery, and that does create a disconnect. It's a thing that people would rather get away from in some senses, because it's not moving upwards. It's
right.
Backwards.
Right.
Which makes sense. So I can't speak for, you know, from these interviews that I did. It's not a controlled experiment. I obviously can't speak for all black folks, but I would have to say that it's definitely been, you know, somewhat of a frustrating theme, especially in areas where there are, you know, food deserts and making healthy food accessible is as simple as, you know, planting a seed or having a garden. It's definitely something that I hope this doc creates more exposure for.
That's awesome. I think it's very inspiring, and I would just love to hear more about how people can see it and where they can see it, especially in communities who want to start gardens. I always, you know, they're just so pretty. You always stop and look at one if you pass one. So I think it's there's just so many positive things that can come from it.
It's true.
Yeah. Well,
it comes out on December 1st on VOD and also theatrically where folks could demand the movie in their town. So, it's coming out on VOD through Gravitas and theatrically through Gather, and that's on December 1st.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really love the film, and I'd love to talk to you for your next project, too. And congratulations. It's so inspiring. What a great thing to do. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye.